special guest in the studio, Jules.
Yes, that's right. From Blossom Tree Psychology, we've got Shell Taylor. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Lovely to be on.
Now, yesterday, we've got you on for a very special reason. Yesterday, I revealed that my toddler has just discovered tantrums. And it's amazing because it's just out of nowhere and then all of a sudden you'll just hear this big, wonderful scream.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like that,
yeah.
Right, Jules?
Sound a little bit like a ghost, yeah. It's just one of those things like you take away a toy and then just loses the plot.
So we thought, let's get the professional in, local professional. Shall tell us why tantrums are a thing.
The tantrums at you know, toddler age are developmentally typical. Like, it's actually an imperative developmental task for a toddler anywhere between sort of 18 months to 2 years, moving up into three, to actually pass through and move through.
Right. Well, she's 17 months, so does that mean she's advanced with this?
She's probably right on par.
Somebody said, oh, the terrible twos are coming. I said, I feel like she's already in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, the reason for that is that... Can I divert a little
away
and do a little bit of brain science? Yeah. I know it's really early in the morning.
No, that's
people.
Fine. No. You're the clinical psychologist. We trust you completely.
So when we are when we're conceived, our brain starts to organise in the womb, right?
Yeah.
And so what happens is our brain mediates different functions of our existence, and it mediates all of our functions, but different parts of the brain mediate different types of functions. And so what happens is that organises from the bottom up to the top of the brain, so from functions like heart rate, blood pressure, temperature, through to motor skills, the ability to kind of move and run around. My guess is right now she's discovering just how active she can be, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Climbing everything, running everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then the next part of the brain that organises after that, and when I say organise, I'm talking about the, and this is real sciencey stuff now, so we're talking about neurons in the brain, they create connections between them. And that's happening at these different stages. So the next part to then organise is the understanding of emotion, feelings and social relationships.
Yeah.
But that doesn't start until around about late 3-4. So when we're talking about 18-month-olds, 2-year-olds, they don't have an understanding of their emotional internal world.
Yeah.
And they don't have the words because here's the next bit. Our real, like, while kids will start to talk, they don't have the cognitive capacity to express that emotional experience. One, because they don't have the understanding of the emotions, but two, they also don't have the language to wrap around it, which comes on board at around about 5 or 6. That's when that part of the brain's organising.
So I'm in for a long slog.
this is parenting's long-term work. You've got this, like, forever.
Yeah, we knew it was, but it's just like when you put it in, like, a timeline like that and you're like, oh, they don't really understand their feelings till about 5 or 6.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and this is the beautiful part. I was chatting with one of my colleagues in the States last night about this interview, and she said to me, Barry Brazelton was a, internationally, or an American famous, but I, you know, the infant mental health world, internationally famous professional, and he would say that the tantrum isn't about the child, the tantrum is about the parent, for the parent. The tantrum is absolutely for the parent, and it's a cue to say, I need your help to help me understand my big feelings and regulate my big feelings. So if we reframe tantrums up from this is naughty, disrespectful behaviour, and we stop making about ourselves and we shift it up to this is my child communicating to me that they're struggling with some sort of really big feeling right now and it's my job to step on in and help them with that.
Yeah. So what's the feeling when I take away, when she's gotten her hands on my phone and I take it away and she loses it? What's the big feeling there? Loss, or is it just I want
frustration, anger,
okay,
disappointment, hurt, rejection.
Oh, wow.
Well, this is really in-depth stuff, and we got Shell Taylor, clinical psychologist from Blossom Tree Psychology. She's going to stick around, and we're going to go to a quick break, but we'll be back to touch on some more of this because this is incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Like I said before the break, you know, we were talking about how, you know, infants and toddlers don't have the words or the understanding of their emotions. So what that means is that they're developmentally incapable of managing and self-regulating themselves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what that means is that it's our job as parents to co-regulate our kids and to teach them about their internal emotional experience, help them get their emotional vocabulary together, and really help them make sense of that.
Yep.
And so what we do is there's a guy in the States, there's a couple of really good books, which I'll give you the links to
Please.
So that you can pop them on the website.
Yes.
But Tina Payne Bryson and Dan Siegel wrote a really great book called No Drama Discipline and another one called The Whole Brain Child. And they are literally parenting Bibles as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
And they come up with a couple of really cool catchphrases around that really I think are great for parents when you're in the moment, in the emotion, because you become dysregulated too,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
You've got this little person who you love, who's like your most treasured little thing.
Yes.
And they are distressed and you don't know what to do. And so it's really cool to have a catchphrase so that you can quickly anchor and regulate yourself, because you've got to be regulated to regulate them.
Yes.
So the first one of those is...
Write these down.
Yeah, name it to tame it. So name the feeling to tame the feeling.
Okay.
If we give the feeling a word, we're able to kind of settle it down, we're talking about it. So, you know, I can see that you're really angry right now.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like you need mummy to give you a hug. And then bring them in nice and close.
Yep.
And then the other thing, as I said before, and I don't know if I said it on air, but one of the things that, you know, one of the misperceptions I see the most is this behaviour's naughty. And as I've said, it's not naughty.
I've even said it. I'm like, oh, she's being a bit naughty today. But you're like, she's just being a toddler.
Yeah, this is a normal developmental task. And so the tendency then to want to discipline it, And from a traditional discipline point perspective compared to what I would call discipline is very different. So we refer to discipline as teaching. And that's, you know, it comes from the Latin word disciple, and a disciple is somebody who is taught and someone who's learning.
Yeah.
It's not punishment. Okay.
Yep.
So if we're doing punishment, we're coming from a place of our own anger.
Yes.
And therefore, we're not going to be helping children understand and think about their emotions, because the discipline task in responding to a tantrum is to teach about emotion and to teach about emotion regulation. And we do that through co-regulation. So the other catchphrase is connect and redirect.
Okay.
So again, connecting with the emotion, so that we can redirect the behaviour, so that we don't engage and enrage.
Oh, these are good.
Yep.
Connect and redirect so we don't engage and rage.
Enrage. Yeah. And then the other catchphrase that I think is absolutely fundamental for all of us, and it's based on neurodevelopment and it's from the work of Dr. Bruce Perry and Dr. Stuart Ablon, and that is regulate, relate and reason.
Yep.
And this is for all of us. So if you are in any form of emotional dysregulation, there is no point having a conversation. You're not talking to the thinking part of the brain.
Yep.
You're talking to the reactive emotional part of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to regulate ourselves and relate, because we grow, heal, development, survive in the context of relationships.
Yep.
And we regulate and relate in the context of the relationship if it's safe, so that we can then reason and talk things through. So, and that brings about a whole heap of counterintuitive parenting that maybe we can talk about on a whole other time.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's really important. And so we need to regulate for ourselves so that we can co-regulate our children. That's the key kind of message.
Yeah.
Regulate ourselves so we can regulate the kids.
So you don't lose the plot, and then that feeds into them.
Powerful
stuff. Yeah. Shell Taylor, clinical psychologist and co-director at Blossom Tree Psychology. Your time is very precious. We know within our community, being able to book and see a psychologist is there's a waiting list, sometimes a year and longer.
It's quite tricky at the moment.
Thank you for this. We appreciate it, and I know our listeners will appreciate it. All this will be edited and put up on our website and shared to our Facebook. Incredible.
If you want to have a re-listen, definitely. And we'll put those links up to those books as well that you said.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me in.